بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الابواب وقالت هيت لك، قال معاذ الله انه ربي احسن مثواي انه لا يفلح الظالمون. ولقد همت به وهم بها لولا أن رأى برهان ربه كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we had mentioned the last, after discussing the overview of Surah Yusuf, the incident of Surah Yusuf, and yesterday we discussed quite a few important lessons. For example, the lesson on sabr, and we explained in detail the concept of dreams in Sharia. Then also we explained about having trust and hopes only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we discuss inshallah with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala put the right words on my tongue, and may Allah ta'ala give us ikhlas, and may Allah help us to ponder over these lessons so that we may bring this in our lives. And when we are faced with similar situations, then these are the teachings of the Holy Quran for us to apply. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about where Zulaykha, the wife of the minister, who had become infatuated with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, she now begins to seduce him. So Zulaykha, the Mufassirin mentioned that she too was extremely beautiful. And the moment she saw Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, she became infatuated with him. And she then tried presenting all possible fascinating charms to overcome him. And she tried to cause him to fulfill her desires. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is in an extremely difficult predicament. Remember, he is living in the home of Zulaykha. He is their attendant or a slave in their home. The minister and Zulaykha had been kind to him. Zulaykha is now trying to entice him. It was a very delicate moment for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. On one side, there was all things of luxury and enjoyment for him. There was full freedom now to satisfy the sexual passions. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is present in the house of Zulaykha. They're all alone. The doors have been shut. She closed the doors. Mufassirin say, and she locked them. The word وَغَلَّقَتْ explains this. So there was no question of anybody outside intruding. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his young, tender age, there is this power, passion. He himself is unmarried. All these factors and motives were so powerful upon him that an ordinary person, no matter how holy he may be, if he was in that predicament, perhaps he would have given in. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah. And what was the response of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? Immediately, what did he say? Ma'ad Allah. I take shelter, I take refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises him. And Allah says he is from the good doers. And Allah gave him that sound judgment. Allah gave him that knowledge. And Allah raised him to the heights of prophethood. He became a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Zulaykha is trying to entice him, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam seeks refuge in Allah. And again, whatever was within his means and capabilities, this is what he did. He ran towards the door. And Mufassirin have written there were 7 doors that she had locked. So even though he knew that she had locked the door, but this was an effort that he could do from his side to try and rescue himself. And so he ran towards the door. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unlocks the doors for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. And both of them began racing. When Zulaikha saw that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is now running towards the door, she gave chase. She's very close behind him. And the moment she is behind him, she pulls his shirt from the back. And as she pulls his shirt, she tears his shirt from the back. Finally, as they reach the final door, وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَذَ الْبَابِ, they find the minister, the husband of Zulaikha, standing at the door. Suddenly he appears. Now can you imagine? All this happens, and Zulaikha had locked all the doors. There was no question of any person just intruding. And suddenly she sees her own husband, and she is caught red-handed. Immediately, what does she say? قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا أَنْ يُسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Before her husband could even ask any questions, what's going on here? Before Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam could explain his innocence, immediately she says, what is the punishment of that person who intends evil with your family besides being imprisoned or a severe punishment? Mufassirin, as I mentioned in the beginning, we're not going to go into tafsir, but just one point I will mention here, that Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi has written that even at this point, you know, they say in Urdu, ulta chor kotwal ko dante, means the thief, the real thief, when he's caught and he's got no escape, he blames the police for the crime. You see, it's very common. The person is a thief and he puts all the blame on the innocent person. But when she puts the blame on Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, she still has some tenderness, some softness, some compassion for him. She's infatuated with him. So she says that isn't such a person should be imprisoned? And then she says, oh, عَذَابِ الْعَلِيمِ, oh, given a severe punishment. She didn't want him to get punished severely. Being imprisoned for a few days, for a few hours or a few days, that would be lighter. So she still has that love for him. Or in fact, she had ardent love for him. And she wanted to still protect him. But because she was caught red-handed, just to save her own self, her own name, and her own status, she puts the blame on him. And she already puts an option, that okay, put him into prison. Or if you feel, then give him a severe punishment. This is what normally would have been the trend. Nonetheless, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam immediately then explains his innocence. That he was innocent and she was the one who was seducing him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in detail that she had every intention to fulfill her desire. And she was completely inclined towards Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam would have become inclined to her had he not seen a sign from his Rabb. And this is what the ulama explained. That because he sought refuge, protection in Allah, and he was absolutely sincere, he was genuine, he had the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Allah is watching. Perhaps no person from the public was there. No person from the palace was there, or from the minister's house was there. And he could have fulfilled her desire, he could have done as he wished. But the muraqaba, as you say, where a person is conscious that Allah is watching him. And this is the whole purpose of Ramadan, fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, during the day, who is at home to watch whether you drinking a sip of cold water or not? Nobody. What is it that is deterring you from doing that? The fact that you know that Allah is watching me. And that is the whole purpose of Ramadan, that we must develop in ourselves. In all occasions, all circumstances, no matter what the odds may be. Look at here, Yusuf alayhi salam is young, he's absolutely handsome, and there's every chance for him just to fulfill his desire. But Allah comes to his rescue. Why? Because he sought refuge in Allah. And when he sought refuge in Allah, and he knew how abhorrent this deed was, and how filthy zina is, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved away this evil from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to his rescue. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah forbid, how can I commit this abhorrent act? And then he says, innahu rabbi ahsan mathwai. Ulama explain, the most possible meaning here is referring to the Aziz, that this Aziz, your husband, has been so kind to me. He has given me everything that I wanted. I was sold as a slave, purchased by the Aziz. And remember, when we mentioned the other day, akrimi mathwa, the Aziz, the husband of Zulaykha, he tells Zulaykha that be kind to him and make sure his abode, his dwelling here is honorable. Honor him, honor his stay here. So he says, Aziz has been so kind to me, then how could I then do something against him? How could I be so ungrateful to him? And how could I even commit zina with his wife? So Yusuf alayhi salam strongly rejected this proposal of Zulaykha. So Allah Ta'ala had shown him a sign, and we're not going to go into the tafsir. Mufassirin have mentioned various possibilities of what that sign was. But most of the Mufassirin, the commentators say that whatever the sign was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Yusuf alayhi salam saw that it gave him the strength to and courage to stay away from Zulaykha. And therefore the ulama and mashayikh derive from this that the constant remembrance of Allah. You know, we make dhikr, one of the benefits we mentioned the other day, it takes a person away from shaitan. It takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make dhikr and we have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance brings about some consciousness in you and it helps you in times of difficulty. So when you are lured, when you're tempted, you're all alone at home. There's nobody else there at home. And you've got the laptop, you've got the internet, you've got access to anything you want. The wife has gone to her mother's home. And you're all alone. And just, you've got the craving again to just pop that one more pill. And you say, let me just do it quickly. And nobody is watching. Or you're going into some pornographic site. Or you're watching some pornographic material. So nobody else is there. At that time, think of what Yusuf alayhi salam said. Qala ma'ad Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned a poem. إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ الدَّهْرَ فَلَا تَقُلْ خَلَوْتُ وَلَكِنْ قُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ. When you're all alone at home, or at any time, you're all alone, they don't say, I'm all alone, I'm in solitude, and there's nobody watching me, and now you're tempted to do that evil. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ. Somebody who is all watching, he is watching me. جو کرتا ہے تو چپ کے اہلِ جہاں سے, کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. That which you're doing quietly, secretly, away from every person's eyes in the world, your father is not watching, your mother is not watching, your children are not there, your wife is not there, or the husband is not there, your friends are not there. At that time, ponder that my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching. And this is taqwa. This is khashiyat. This is Allah consciousness. And all of us can get this. May Allah grant it to me and grant all of us this Allah consciousness. So when you're doing the deal also, make sure it's not a haram deal. Perhaps the person who is buying that garment from you, who buying that product from you, he does not know. He doesn't know about the defect and what has transpired. And he innocently buys it from you. Remember, Allah is watching you. Don't deal in fraud. Don't give less measure when you measure. Don't cheat and deceive the customers. So when you're all alone, perhaps it's just you and your secretariat in the office. Perhaps it's just you and your staff. Perhaps it's just you in the madrasa and one apa. And there's nobody else. And we make various type of excuses to justify our being alone with that woman. You know, it's mantan. Stop taking. And the poor wife, because you're giving her a good salary and you're silencing her, she doesn't question all these things. And you're busy with your cell phone. And you're busy chatting with so many other people and haram women. Believe me, my respected brothers and elders, may Allah protect me, may Allah protect all of us. We are human beings, we err, we make slip, we become overpowered by nafs and shaitan. But we have to have courage. And we've got to have himmat. This is the purpose of Quran. To give us that himmat. So that we do not make mistakes and fall into an abyss of destruction, humiliation. And many times when the husband is gone for a shower, the wife, she checks the phone. And what she finds there, it scares her to death. She loses all her trust in that husband. How could he cheat on me? Lifelong after that, believe me, lifelong after that, she'll always be very wary about your actions. In fact, you'll become angry now. You don't trust me at all. Just because one small mistake I made. It's not a small mistake. Somebody does that to your daughter, how would you feel? Put yourself in, if your wife did that to you, how would you feel? So Allah Ta'ala has given us these lessons of Surah Yusuf, so beautiful. It's not just to recite it, to ponder and reflect over the meaning. And so Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, remember this word, Ma'adha Allah. When you are tempted, say no, I will not see, I will not do it, for the sake of my Allah. And when you move away from that evil, especially when you're tempted to cast a lustful glance at some haram, a male looking at a female, or a female looking at a male, at that time, every possible means you have. But for the sake of Allah, you move your gaze away. According to the riwayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so hadith al-Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives this person the sweetness of iman. He had the chance to cast a lustful glance. He moved his gaze away. And he pleased his Allah. When he pleases his Allah, when he moves his gaze away, his heart will feel an initial pain because he wanted to satisfy his nafs. What a beautiful chance to look at that beautiful woman. But for the sake of Allah, he moved his gaze away, or she moved her gaze away. Then immediately, some type of coolness comes into the heart, and that is called the sweetness of iman, which you cannot describe to any person. May Allah grant me sweetness of iman, grant all of us the sweetness of iman. Ulama, Allama Ibn Abidin Rahmatullah, has mentioned that person who gets the sweetness of iman, it's a sign, inshallah, he will die with iman. But Allah is so kind, once he gives the sweetness of something, he's not going to take away that iman. So it's a sign that his khatama will be with iman. And then ulama also mentioned a point here, that she says, she didn't say direct, see what Yusuf did, man arada bi ahlika su, those who know Arabic will understand. She says, that person in whose house Yusuf was, that person in whose house, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا. She seduced that person in whose house he was. He was residing in Zulaikha's house. So what this indicates, that she had total control over Yusuf alayhi salam. He was under her command. He was at her mercy. He was working for them. He was living for them, with them. They were kind to him. So many a times a person, because you're in that predicament, the boss, he is paying your salary, and now he's demanding something from you. And because you need to feed your little children at home, you're desperate, and you're under his command, you're under his control, so you give in now. Do what Yusuf alayhi salam did. There's the incident of the three people who were in the cave, and the rock had closed the entrance of the cave. It's a lengthy incident. And how each person then recalled an action that they did in their life solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they invoked the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, if I did this particular action, like the one of the actions was a person who was so obedient to his parents, he wouldn't ever feed his children until he didn't give his parents the milk at night to drink. And on one occasion, when he came back after chopping woods, he had gone very far in the forest. When he comes back, his parents had already fallen asleep. They were elderly, old people. And he did not feed his own children, but he remained standing there the entire night with that goblet of milk. So when they woke up in the early hours of the morning, he fed his parents first. He did it only for the pleasure of Allah. On that, Allah accepted that action and Allah Ta'ala moved the rock slightly. So three people are there. The other one was a woman. And she was desperate because there was drought and she was in financial difficulties. She comes to her wealthy cousin and he promises to give her the money provided she fulfills his desire. She was desperate. So she very reluctantly agrees. And at that point, when the time comes and she's going to fulfill his desire against her will, like how here Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, against his desire, and nafsi, he wasn't happy at all. He's in his predicament and therefore he runs away and he flees. So here, this man is sitting to commit that act of zina. At that time, she says, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment she said, fear Allah, immediately he stopped and he refrained from doing that action. So he says, ya Allah, if that action which I did and I refrained from committing zina, it was done solely for your pleasure, ya Allah, then remove us from this difficulty. And so Allah Ta'ala then removed them from the difficulty. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 7 persons will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And we know on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be hovering above our heads, and chosen people will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are various different narrations mentioning different type of people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have gathered all the different narrations. But in this particular narration, 7 specific people have been mentioned. And amongst those 7 people, one person has been mentioned, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. That man who is invited, he is seduced by a woman of status, position and beauty. Some riwayat goes, ذَاتُ حُسْنٍ وَجَمَالٍ. Some riwayat, ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. So she's extremely beautiful. And she invites him, she seduces him. He says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such a person will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the wrongdoers do not prosper. So in this verse, Yusuf alayhi salatu salam says, an adulterer does wrong not only to himself, but he does wrong to his wealth. You'll find his wealth, there won't be any barakat in his wealth. And many times we ask, Mana, everything I'm dealing halal, everything is perfect. But not realizing, sometimes we're indulging in these type of sins, and that causes our wealth to decrease. So even his family is affected. The woman, her family, her husband, the illegitimate child that is born from this act, the whole nation suffers. And drought is then caused because of zina. There'll be rife killings because of zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Allah don't say, وَلَا تَزْنُ. Don't commit zina. Allah says, don't even go close to zina. So all those things that will take a person to zina, those things also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, don't even go near those things. وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This has been made haram upon the believers. In another verse, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Do not go anything that is lewd, indecent, whether it is open or secret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, in Surah Nur, Allah says, قُلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَقُلِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Allah tells the believers to lower the gaze. Allah tells the men and also the believing women to lower their gazes as well. So it always begins first with a lustful glance. And then perhaps it's a smile. And then an innocent talk. And then the talk becomes serious. And then we know what happens after that. So before anything is initiated, right from the root, cut it immediately. And therefore a person should never be alone with a non-mahram woman. Because the third person, according to the hadith, is shaitan. No matter how strong you may be, always have somebody else. If this is a need, for example, you're going to a doctor, then have your mahram with you. In that there is hifazat for you, there's protection for you. These are the things that we must do. Hazrat Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah said, refrain from zina Because it has 6 disadvantages. 3 in the dunya and 3 in the akhirat. What are the disadvantages, the harms of zina in the dunya? Reduction of risk, which I mentioned now. Your rozi will be reduced. Shortening of life, meaning there won't be barakat in your life. Whatever your lifespan will be, will remain. But you won't enjoy the maximum benefit of your life. And 3, extinction of the beauty. Your beauty will disappear. See a person who reads the Tahajjud Salat. He may be dark skinned. See a person who is engaged in hadith, Quran and hadith. He may be dark skinned, but there'll be some glow on his face. But zina makes the person's face even look ugly. And the 3 in the hereafter, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect us. Severe reckoning. Severe reckoning. And 3, dwelling in hellfire. I mentioned the other day, when a person is committing zina, at that time his iman is taken out of his heart. The iman is removed and it is suspended. Until they're committing that act, it remains suspended in the air. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Once Rasulullah was shown in a dream various type of punishments in Jahannam. And amongst the punishments he saw, there was a huge oven, a tanur as we say. So the bottom, the pit was large, it was wide, but the top was very, very narrow. And so the bottom was kindled with fire, blazing fire. And there were naked men and women inside. And each time the fire is kindled, it raises them. And they come up. But they're unable to come out of this oven because the bottle or the neck of this oven, the opening is extremely narrow. So they go up and they come down again. And this continues. And they are burning and they're shrieking and screaming for help. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in the dream to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that these were the people of the ummah of Rasulullah sallam who commit zina. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. And then special care and precaution has been mentioned in prohibition regarding making zina with the neighbor's wife. Sometimes the neighbor trusts you, he's gone on a journey and he tells you, just look after my family. And he means that you should look after them with good care. So what happens, he's gone on his safar. And then the person is committing zina with his wife. Rasulullah has mentioned 3 major sins. 1, to assign partners to Allah, shirk. Let's look at what Rasulullah has mentioned, shirk. 2, he says, to murder a faithful soul which Allah has granted respect without any valid reason, to unjustly kill a person. And 3, zina with the wife of your neighbor. Zina with the wife of your neighbor. Now all these things, Allah protect us. It is happening in the ummah. People will form, people will ask, people will cry. Marriages have become shattered. Marriages have become shattered. Therefore we have these Mubarak nights to conscientize ourselves, to make first of all sincere tawbah istighfar. Sincere tawbah. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. In tonight's verses, the verse, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, Allah says, oh my servants who have wronged themselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins. The only sin Allah does not pardon is when a person associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All other sins are forgiven. So we must sincerely cry, repent, and have the courage to refrain from all those sins. Feel that nadamat, that regret, that shame, and stop that sin immediately. And make a firm pledge to Allah ta'ala. Ya Allah, I will never commit this sin again. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq and he died. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah has mentioned a long couplet in which he mentions, you see, if you are chaste, C-H-A-S-T-E, not chaste by a woman. If you are chaste, you are pure, then Allah will make your wife also pure. And when you become unchaste, then it happens sometimes that she also becomes unchaste. This is iffu. تَعِفَّ نِسَاءُكُمْ فِي الْمَحْرَمِ. Be chaste, and the ladies in your household will stay chaste. And he says, إِنَّ الزِّنَا دَيْنٌ. Zina is a loan. If you give it to someone, then remember, it will be repaid to you from within your own family. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to ponder over these things. The desire of Zulaykha was very strong. Her advances were very clear. She attired herself herself with the richest garments at that occasion. And she was absolutely appealing to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But he turned. He fled abruptly from her presence. And so ulama have mentioned in detail so many other aspects. I will just mention one story that happened in Delhi. He was a student and he was studying, engrossed in his studies. And there was a very beautiful young girl going past, or he had to pass her every time. And she fell in love with him. And again she tried to tempt him and seduce him. And a woman's voice is seductive. And therefore, ulama have explained that when somebody phones, then the woman should make her voice heavy. You should not speak in a very seductive manner. Because the person, you may be innocent, but the person who is being addressed or who is calling you, then he may have a problem in his heart, he may be weak. And he can fall for your beauty or for your voice. Nonetheless, she tried to seduce him, but he was very, very strong. Until one day, she had called him to ask him a mas'ala. Question of deen. But she said, I need some help, there's some emergency. And she called him, and so innocently he went. And when he went inside, she closed the door and she says, listen, if you are not going to fulfill my desire, I'm going to scream aloud now. And I'm going to put the blame on you and everybody will come in this village and I will say that you have come into my home, you have trespassed, and you are committing zina with me. So I'm going to scream now. What does the person do in that situation? He's locked, he's got nothing. There's no question of cell phone and mobile phone and WhatsApping or messaging, I'm in problem here. He's trapped. But he was pious. He was chaste. Again, ma'adallah. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, okay. I just need to relieve myself. Because it's not right that I've got this urgent need and I must fulfill your desire in this condition. He said, okay, relieve yourself. He goes to the toilet and he thinks what to do. So there was some stool. And then he just applied some on his body and he emerged like that. When she saw him, imagine a person comes out in that condition. Immediately she shudders and she says, you are so filthy. And she chases him away from the house. Immediately he goes and he takes a ghusl. Now read what ulama have mentioned. With utmost disgust, she rebuked him and threw him out. He ran to a nearby river. He was getting late for the lesson. And the lesson of who? Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dahlawi Rahmatullah Ali. Very great scholar. He was a student of Shah Muhaddis, Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlawi Rahmatullah Ali. He goes to the nearby river. And now he's getting late for the lesson. A true student, unlike the students of today's time, for every excuse they'll come late to madrasa or they'll be absent. Illa mashallah. May Allah give our students also, all of them, make them good ulama, ulama rabbaniyun. Allah make them leaders of the society and the world, inshallah, with ikhlas and acceptance. Nonetheless, he was worried about missing his sabak. And he takes a bath in this river. He was getting late for his lesson. He washed himself and rushed towards the lesson, which is conducted in the masjid. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlawi Rahmatullah suddenly smelt the pleasant fragrance. And he inquired, who has applied this fragrance today? The students smelt each other and eventually it came to light that this smell was from the body of this particular student. Wherever he had rubbed that stool, Allah Ta'ala changed it into fragrance. The narrator of the story says that this smell prevailed throughout the entire life of the student, subhanAllah. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Allah ta'ala is too kind. Allah ta'ala comes to the rescue of the person. So when the minister, when Yusuf alayhi salam said that he is innocent, then how is he going to prove his innocence? She's blaming him. Allah ta'ala then made, according to most Mufassirin, a little baby, as I mentioned the other day, in the cradle, speak. And normally a baby, a newborn baby, won't be able to speak. But this baby then said, they checked the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. If it's torn from the front, then he is guilty. Because she is trying to move away, and therefore she pulled his shirt. But if it's torn from the back, then it means that she was chasing him, and he was innocent. And so the Aziz saw this, that it was torn from the back, and he knew that his wife was guilty and Yusuf was innocent. But unfortunately, Mufassirin ulama explained that he didn't have that self-possessive nature of his wife. He didn't have that worry and concern that his wife must be a chaste woman. All he tells Yusuf, Ariyadan Hada, just turn away from the story, just forget about it. And he tells her, just make istighfar. He should have reprimanded her. He does not reprimand her. He leaves her like that. And she is caught out. And somehow, as I mentioned the other day, this matter leaks out. And other people of the palace, other women who were there, they come to know and they begin to taunt her. And then she invites them to see how handsome Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was and how she became infatuated. And that's when they were cutting the fruits, and she tells Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to come pass. And as he comes pass, and when they see him, when they stare at his beauty, they actually cut their fingers. Quran talks about cutting the fingers instead of cutting the fruit. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, if this same woman, the friends of Sulaykha, who cut the fingers instead of cutting the fruit, if they had to see my Muhammad Sassan beauty, they won't just cut their fingers, they'll cut their hearts open. So what is the lesson we learn here today? The belief in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a man's troubles, worries and predicament easier for him to bear. As long as he himself is steadfast, he's firm, and he moves away from every type of temptation. So in all difficulties and hardships, one should seek and rely on Allah Ta'ala's protection, as we see in Yusuf alayhi salam's story. And most of the commentators have mentioned very similar things that I've already mentioned, that Yusuf alayhi salam was under the control of Zulaykha. He was a foreigner in a country. She was a beautiful and powerful woman. Her husband had no protective jealousy over her. And even after he discovered what happened, he still didn't take any serious action. And she was the one who tried to seduce him. And therefore, the important lesson is that avoid being in seclusion with any na-mahram woman. The moment you're in seclusion, then you're inviting troubles. And as I mentioned, shaitan will then prompt the person and lure the person, and he'll cause one another to become inclined. A person who moves away, despite having the inclination for something haram, but he moves away for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala makes him his muqarrab servant. Allah makes him his close servant. Allah Ta'ala chooses him. So when iman comes into a person's heart, and sincerity comes into a person's heart, Allah consciousness comes into a person's heart, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will protect him at all times. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not only have an external beauty. External beauty, I mentioned when Rasulullah had seen in Miraj that half of the beauty of the world was given to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But he also had internal beauty, and that was chastity, purity of the heart. So whenever there's an atmosphere of sin, they move away from there. Don't think that I'm strong and I'm an alim or I'm a mufti or I'm the imam or I'm very brave and nothing will happen to me. No. Stay away from those haram places. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ Those people who move away from futile things, then you find that when one is steadfast, Allah Ta'ala will remove that evil from him. Allah Ta'ala will remove that evil from him. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on these important lessons that we have learned from Surah Yusuf, especially the one that we did today, because this is something that most of us are faced some time or the other with such predicament. Sometime a person is traveling and he's so happens that next to him on his seat is a woman. And some, you know how some of the women, the non-Muslim women dress at that time. He has to be so firm all the time. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry what society will say. Our problem is, what would she think that I am being so heavy? No. You have to fear your reckoning standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And stay away from all those things that will take a person towards zina. And Allah Ta'ala will give us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah will protect us. Like how Allah Ta'ala showed us in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. That Allah Ta'ala opened the doors for him. And Allah Ta'ala saved him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If
Inshallah, we'll make dua now. As you mentioned, the Adri, Laylatul Qadr could be on the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th. Not necessarily has to be the 27th, although it's most popular. And many mashayikh had found 27th night to be Laylatul Qadr. But there were instances where 21st was Laylatul Qadr, 23rd also, 25th and 29th also. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Our job and our task is to seek, to search for Laylatul Qadr. May Allah bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr. May Allah not deprive any one of us of Laylatul Qadr, the blessings and rewards of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Ta'ala give us the himmat and courage to refrain from all sin. May Allah make us His pious and righteous servants. Again, in our dua, don't forget the ummah at large. People are suffering. Children have got no food. They've got no parents. They have become yatim in war-torn countries. Remember them in our duas. Recite Durood Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله we have committed too many sins my Allah يا الله but we have not become despondent my Allah يا الله we are turning to you my Allah. Because there is no other Allah we can turn to. There is no other deity we can turn to. There is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. There is no other ilah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from any type of faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no shortcomings. You've got no deficiencies. You've got no naqais. You've got no uyub. You are perfect, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, my Allah. Your names are so beautiful. Your qualities are so perfect and excellent and beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our master. You are our Mawla. You are Rabbul Alameen. You are Maliki Yawmiddin. Ya Allah, we are your servants. We are your slaves, my Allah. We are your makhluq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. You have given us Ramadan, my Allah. You have given us the ability to fast, my Allah. And to perform tarawih and to make dhikr and tilawat and listen to wa'az and nasihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed, my Allah. From the time we became baligh, my Allah. Right till this very day, my Allah. And even in the future, my Allah. Protect us from all type of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, every major sin we committed, my Allah. Every minor sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we feeling that nadamat and that pain and regret and the remorse for having committed such terrible sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching us all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not expose us, my Allah. You did not humiliate us. You did not embarrass us, my Allah. You concealed those sins, my Allah. You are Sattar al-Uyub. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub. Ya Allah, we read in tonight's Taraweeh, Ghafir al-Dhamb, Qabil al-Tawb, that you forgive sins. You accept Tawbah. You are At-Tawwab. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, you alone know best it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Zalamna anfusana. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. Lanakunanna minal khasireen. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka. Wa natub ilayk. Faghfir lana. Wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna. Wa ma akharna. Wa ma asrarna. وما أعلننا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله we ask you by your ism أعظم
Your Asma'ul Husna, Your Sifatul Ula. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our grandparents, my Allah. Our great-grandparents, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our wives and children, my Allah. Forgive our grandchildren, my Allah. Forgive our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our mashayikh and asatiza, my Allah. Forgive our apas, my Allah. Forgive our family members, my Allah. Forgive our friends, my Allah. Forgive our relatives, my Allah. Forgive our students, my Allah. Forgive our musallis, my Allah. Forgive this congregation, my Allah. Every person who's listening to this program, my Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Forgive every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, help the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, shower your special mercy on the special ummat of your most beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, this ummat is in turmoil, my Allah. Ya Allah, this ummat is in pareshan, my Allah. Ya Allah, this ummat requires your assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, how you helped the Sahaba in the time of Badr, my Allah. Ya Allah, help this ummat like that now, my Allah. How you helped the Sahaba in Uhud and Khandaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you send your angels and your sisters, my Allah. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. In those war-torn countries, my Allah. They are being massacred, my Allah. They are being butchered, my Allah. Ya Allah, our Muslim sisters are being raped, my Allah. Ya Allah, children have become yatim, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are moving from tent to tent, my Allah. They have lost their parents, my Allah. That masoom child, my Allah, will not know what an Eid is for him, my Allah. She will not know what an Eid day is, my Allah. They won't know what joy and happiness for Eid when our children and grandchildren will be wearing new clothes, my Allah, with all the delicacies they have, my Allah, with all the enjoyment, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are part of the ummat of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. It is because of us that they are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. Change the conditions, my Allah. Make Islam become strong again, my Allah. Make the winds of Iman blow through four corners of the globe, my Allah. Make us beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make us show the non-Muslims the truth and light of Islam, my Allah. Help us to give them dawah towards Islam, my Allah. Make us display the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us show them justice that is in Islam. Peace is in Islam. We are not a religion of terrorism, but we are a peace-loving nation. Ya Allah, we don't even harm animals and ants and insects, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a soft heart, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Allah, give us good health, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rizq, my Allah. Make our sustenance come to us with ease, my Allah. Those who have got financial difficulties, my Allah, remove the difficulties, my Allah. Remove the debts, my Allah. Put rahm and mercy in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Help them to pay off their debts, my Allah. Give them halal rozi, my Allah. Allah, find for them halal, my Allah. Allah, those women who've got no husbands, my Allah, they become widows and they've got children to look after, my Allah. You provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, every day we're hearing of even young children who got cancer and leukemia, my Allah. So many have got different type of diseases, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Some in hospital, some at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are a shafi, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, my Allah, in this Mubarak night, my Allah, perhaps some innocent, masoom child that is present in this gathering, some alim, some hafiz of the Quran, some elderly person, my Allah, some sincere banda or bandis of yours, ya Allah, sing ameen to this dua. Ya Allah, grant all of them complete shifa. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who've got domestic problems, remove the problems, my Allah. Those who've got social problems, remove the social difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, husband and wife are not on talking terms, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many on the verge of talaq, my Allah. Create peace and muhabbat between them. Peace and muhabbat between children and parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the ummah united, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah has become disunited, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummah has become disunited, my Allah. Ulama have become disunited, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is happening to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Forgive us, my Allah. Remove the malice we have in our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the filth that we have in our heart. Remove the anger, the pride, the vanity, my Allah. The jealousy, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us, my Allah. Make us become good people now, my Allah. Make us muhsineen, my Allah. Allah. Make us mu'mineen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have those qualities that you have praised in the Quran. Wa ibadur rahman. Make us true ibadur rahman, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us success in dunya, qabar and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat and needs our brothers have here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and brothers listening at home over the receiver, wherever in the world, my Allah. They've raised their hands, my Allah. They've got hopes in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got hopes only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat. Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha, an rahmati man siwak, ya ghiyathi inda kulli kurbah, wa mujibi inda kulli da'wah, wa munisi inda kulli wahsha, wa ma'adi inda kulli shidda, raja'i hina tanqati'u hila, ya latif, ya latif, يا لطيف ألطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا من فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب يا الله All those who have passed away, my Allah, grant them, ya Allah, Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Allah, remove them from Azab of Qabr, my Allah, grant the family Sabri Jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mouth, give us mouth in Medina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the Shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we love Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our heart's desire that we should be living in Medina Munawara, my Allah. But ya Allah, help us to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, make him be happy with us, my Allah. Make him be happy with us, my Allah. Grant us the Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any reckoning, my Allah. Make our home in Jannat be right next to his, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our families, Ya Allah, the entire ummah from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect our progeny from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat. Make us become a means of hidayat for mankind. Don't make us slip, my Allah. Don't make us be astray. Don't make us lead others astray, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Allah, make the remaining nights and days of Ramadan be beautiful for us. Immersed, ya Allah, in your maghfirat, your rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who are wretched and unfortunate. The month of Ramadan goes by and still they are not forgiven. Ya Allah, forgive us before the moon is sighted for Eid, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. We can't stay awake the whole night, my Allah. We become overtaken by sleep and weakness, my Allah. Don't deprive anyone, my Allah, whether he is in i'tikaf or not in i'tikaf. Don't deprive any one of us of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Those in i'tikaf, make away i'tikaf asan and easy and accept it, my Allah. Except all the hufaz ikram and all the ulama, whatever work they're doing, my Allah. Ya Allah, the work of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah, create peace and muhabbat and accept the efforts, my Allah. Mashayikh in the khankas, my Allah. In Darul Uloom, Makatib, Ya Allah, different organization, whatever work is being done, my Allah. Grant each person ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa ذرياتنا قرة عين وجعلها للمتقين إماما. يا الله, all those who requested duas, answer their duas also, my Allah. يا الله, حاضرين غائبين سب كدوا قبول فرما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا وتب
علينا يا مولانا. My love, give us true محبت. يا الله, because you true be loved ones, my Allah. Because your love is my Allah. Ya Allah, because you have your love, my Allah. Protect us from the love of haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill us with your ishq al-muhabbat and ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.